there. Today is going to be a little bit different of a podcast. I am going to talk about technology and the addiction of our kids and us to our phones. But I'm first going to start off with a little bit of background on one of my favorite podcasters and business coaches named Chalene Johnson. She actually has two podcasts. The Chalene Show, that is all about lifestyle issues and her personal life, really just random topics that she's passionate about, from fitness to family to pop culture to health. Her other podcast is Build Your Tribe, which she hosts with her son. And that's where I learn a lot about social media and Instagram tools. So if you have a small business, be sure to check out that one as well. The saying is that you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. And I spend a lot of time with Chalene. She is one of my internet mentors. She doesn't know it, but I have been following her and taking her courses for many, many years now. Liz and I were actually supposed to go to a conference of hers in the spring of 2020, and that got squashed with COVID. I hope to be able to go see her in person one day in the future. I'm actually planning my first trip to the US this spring, and I am so excited. So much of what Chalene talks about and teaches on resonates deeply with me. She's only a couple of years older than me, has two adult children, each in their 20s, and actually each of them are getting married this year. And so she's not too far ahead of me in her current phase of life. Although she is a multimillionaire, but hey, maybe I'll catch up to that one day. The thing about Chalene that I admire the most, though, is a common thread that lies deep within her personality. And I say this not lightly, but because I have heard it in so many of her stories about her marriage, her parenting, her business dealings, and it stands out in a world where I don't see this very much. Her magic power, or superpower, if you will, really is an amazing and honest skill. And that is her ability to know exactly what to say to someone in any circumstance. Meaning she speaks to others in a way that really demonstrates her kind heart and her knowledge of how people work, like what they need to hear in order to hear you. For example, in her more personal Friday episodes, she often mentions Bob, her father-in-law, who has late-stage Alzheimer's. Bob lived with Chalene and her husband for a while when he was no longer able to live with his wife, and she began to share weekly all the challenges and blessings that he brought into their home. But she also talked candidly about how when it became too hard, and her marriage and their own health started to suffer, that they looked for a home to put him in. And every time she describes her interactions with him, she demonstrates so beautifully how to speak to a person with this disease. For example, this is just a little example, but she told a story about how they were visiting him in his home and watching TV. And I'm sure I'm getting some of the details wrong, but the gist of it was that he was trying to turn the channels and was using a fork as a remote control. And the way she explained how they just said, "Hey, why don't you try this remote instead?" Like, just struck a chord deep within me. And this is only one of the many examples she has given that shows how deep her compassion and empathy for others is. She is always so careful and thoughtful in how she speaks to Bob, how she never corrects him to embarrass him, and how they are always helping to keep his dignity, just shines such a light on her heart. The same goes for when she talks about her husband and their marriage and having difficult conversations and how smart she is about how to have those difficult conversations without accusing, without confrontation, but always leading with empathy and seeking to understand the other person first. She really is an amazing role model and mentor, and I know she doesn't know who I am, but her impact on me has been deep. Anyways, all of that background to say that this week on her podcast, she shared an episode in which she talks about how she is attempting to break her phone addiction. And it was a great episode and got me back to thinking about my own use of my phone and the use of technology and my kids' use of technology. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG Lazy Parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, Implement the strategies and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. Shalene shares six things she is going to do to limit her use of technology moving forward. This is part of her goal to be 1% happier every week by implementing one new thing or one thing she's going to stop doing or adjust that she thinks will make her just a little bit happier every week this year. She starts off the episode by talking about how important our phones are, because they are, how they're an integral part of our lives, and that's a good thing. So many things in our lives are easier because we have phones. Our children's lives are better because of it as well. This episode isn't about proclaiming the evil that is our phones, but rather understanding and recognizing that even great tools that we have in our lives can be addictive and have less than optimal things about them. Challenging things that might even be hurting us, hurting our relationships, hurting our kids' creativity, their ability to focus, and their sleep. So we can do both, right? We can recognize what an outstanding tool our phone is, and at the same time, we can recognize that there are pitfalls we have to be careful about. The number one thing Shalene talks about that really resonated with me as a business owner and as a mom of four tweens and teens is the compulsive behavior we have in regards to our phones. If we really think about it, we have lost the ability to be bored, right? To sit in our thoughts. I know that when I get bored in the checkout at Costco or waiting for my kids in the car at pickup or in the waiting room at appointments, I pull out my phone. Not because I'm getting work done, but I end up scrolling and really not getting anything productive done. I just waste time. And our kids are the same way. The dopamine hits that they and us get when we see likes or comments on our posts on social media, it's a real thing. There have been studies done that show how similar to a hit from a drug this can be. And these constant hits lose their power over time. Much like a drug addict needs a bigger and bigger dose to get the same effect, we become numb to the dopamine hits from our social and need more and more to get the same feel-good feeling. Just think, what is this doing to our kids' brains that are going through such a huge developmental stage in their tweens and teens? This is scary. So while phones are great and necessary in our lives, watching the compulsive nature of these devices is important. So the six things that Shalene outlines in the episode can be really narrowed down into four small changes that can make a huge impact on our lives. Number one is turning off notifications. Shalene talks about her wish to be able to leave her phone in her car when she's out for dinner with someone, which she acknowledges is going to be hard for her to do, as I think it would be for many of us. So maybe bringing the phone is still a thing, but can we turn off notifications on our phone for everything except emergency text messages from our important people? So for me, that would be my husband and my kids. And if we adapt this to our kids, can we teach our kids how important it is for them to do so too? That they don't need to be reachable by others at all times of the day, that boundaries are important and learning how to set them is key to keeping their mental health. Do they put their phone away when doing homework? Do they put it in focus mode? Do they even know what that is? It's a way they can turn off notifications so that it isn't constantly going off. I have a friend who has her notifications constantly going off and it drives me insane. And they aren't even my notifications. That constant bing, bing, bing from Facebook messages or WhatsApp messages or email notifications just seems so unhealthy. So if we can show our kids how that constant interruption is a distraction from getting work done, then I think we've gotten a big win. Number two, Shalene shares, is her attempt to not look at her phone first thing in the morning. This is a big one for me too. I have tried this myself, and sometimes I'm really good at it and sometimes I'm really bad at it. I've even tried to convince myself that working from bed and getting some posts off before I even put my feet on the floor is a good thing. But in reality, that's just me talking smack. What it really means is that I haven't gotten up and on with my day. I haven't put my health first in the morning. I know from experience that I'm happiest and healthiest and most productive if I wake up early and get my workout in and I get showered and dressed first and then work afterwards. A tip she gives about how to build the habit of getting up and at it without scrolling social, and I like this one a lot, is that if you're older like me and you need readers to read your phone, or maybe you're young and you have glasses and you can't read your phone without them, rather than keeping the phone out of the bedroom, which you might not like, maybe, and I like this, how about putting our glasses in the bathroom instead of beside us? And that small change might have a big impact. So we can still fall asleep listening to a podcast, and we still have our phone next to us for emergencies, but we can't open it up first thing in the morning and waste time. I do think that for our kids, they should not have their phones in their room. I actually believe that keeping all electronics out of their rooms has been a big reason why I see my kids so much and why we are so close. We hang out in the common areas of our house together all the time. There is no reason for them to go to their rooms unless they really want alone time, which sometimes they take. I've done some detailed episodes on this topic, and I encourage you to go back and listen to them if you struggle with your tweens and teens hanging out in their rooms for all hours on their phones or playing video games. Number three, Shalene talks about making a list of all the things we do on our phones that are actually a time suck and that we don't really need to be doing. For example, the mindless scrolling, the clicking on links, shopping on Amazon. Like, do we really need that kitchen must-have that at Mama Baker says has been life-changing on TikTok? Or watching of dog training videos. I don't even have a dog and I watch those videos. So time blocking and scheduling the work you need to do on social media can be a huge hack, and sticking to that schedule. Or what about giving ourselves a certain amount of time to scroll and setting an alarm when it's time to stop? I like this one a lot. I think that as moms, we often dive into our phones to get away from all of the things that need to be done in our day, because our to-do list is never ending. I get it. But if we could do one or two of those things on our to-do list, give ourselves a limited amount of time to scroll social media, and really put the phone away after that and spend some intentional time with our family, with our kids, doing something together, that's going to be life-changing for your family. The last one, number four, Shalene talks about is carrying a journal with her to keep notes or to keep her daily plan. Because our phones are so loaded with things that distract us, can we go old school to stop ourselves from getting sucked into an app and a notification on our phone? Can we teach our kids to see the value in a paper planner or a paper journal? Show them that this might be a way to help minimize distractions. I've tried a lot of different planners, and they definitely take work to use consistently. But I have found when I'm on it and using it, I do have a clearer head. I am way more productive, and I spend far less time binging Netflix or aimlessly scrolling social media. And therefore, I am a happier and healthier person. So there you have it, four habits we can use to try and curb our addiction to our phones, and some ideas around how to help our kids and teens from being a slave to their phones. Tomorrow I'm going to share the second part of Shalene's podcast episode, where she talks about how to bring up these conversations with our kids and partners if we feel like this is a problem, which for many of us, it is a problem. So I'll see you back here tomorrow. Oh, and if you enjoyed today's episode, would you please do me a favor and send it to a friend of yours? You can just click the three dots in the corner of your screen and then click the share button to text it to a friend or email it to someone whom you think would enjoy it. I would really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.